Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here, and Fergal Harrington is in talking dating. He's from Intro Matchmaking, intro.ie. Morning, Fergal.
Good morning, Trina.
We were saying before about Tinder and how horrific it can be for people. Mm. You're basically being judged based on your photo, and I thought it was so funny because you know this new Snapchat filter where you can change your gender. Have you done it?
Oh, I didn't do it yet.
Oh,
but I saw
we have to get you to do it. And there was a guy who changed his gender to female, and he got something like 9,000 Tinder swipes. Immediately, everyone wanted to go on a date with him.
Oh, God.
As a woman. So listen, I suppose Tinder, very, very daunting for people because, I mean, who wants to put their photograph up there and someone to tell you whether they'd want to go out with you or they wouldn't based on your looks?
Yeah, the Tinder thing really has caused, well, it's driven an awful lot of business, to be honest with you, our way, because people are kind of fed up of dealing with it. And yeah, it can work for a lot of people if you're actually engaging in it from start to finish and you follow through. But an awful lot of the time, people, it's become so dismissive and so transient that people are thinking, ah, no, 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 don't like the tone of that skin, don't like this, don't like the eye colour, don't like the hair. We're so judgmental based on one photo that it's like, oh, how do you expect a long-term relationship to grow from this if this is how black and white you're being?
Even the lookers on it, I bet the relationships are going nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere. And it's, I'd know of people who would literally go on Tinder just to get a free lift home so they don't have to pay for a taxi. Oh yeah, so they'll swipe the location where I am now. Ah, don't feel like getting a taxi. It's €30 home. Let's just literally, I'll wait till the buses are on tomorrow morning so I'll meet someone on Tinder. So when that kind of stuff is going on, you're thinking, geez.
And
then when you're going on 10, 20, I talked to a lot of people and 10, 20 dates a week, some of them go on. So they'll go for a coffee, go for a 5-minute coffee, and they'll think that they're going to know within 5 minutes that by judging this person's 5-minute conversation, they'll know whether they're going to be a hit.
How could you even remember the people you were going on a date with if you were going on that many dates in a week?
It's just become an addiction. People are now doing it as a pastime. It's a social media outlet now. And a lot of the time, the people's intentions are not at all even to have a relationship. It's just so they know that they have options. It's a confidence boosting, like Facebook likes.
Mm.
All our amazing lives that we have on Facebook. Oh, geez. But then reality, like, actually, there's stuff going on that no one knows. Not putting that up there. So same with Tinder. You're not going to put your crappiest photo up. But they're saying that, like, with kids as well that are going on it as young as 15, 16, 17. And they're filtering their faces up to beyond belief. And they look, oh my God, we look amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
So they say if those people went missing, they'd never be found.
Never be
found. Because they look like completely different people.
No, but the other thing, the psychological trauma, not to get heavy or depressing, but the psychological trauma on it is that they wake up the next morning, they look in the mirror and the window, natural light is coming through the window thinking, geez, is this what I actually look like? Because I've been used to seeing myself with, you know, sepia filters on my face the whole time.
Can I tell you, I don't ever use filters because I don't know how.
Really?
Yeah. So any photograph you ever see of me, that's how I
it's
am.
All
and
you.
I don't care because I'm too old to be using filters anyway.
All natural.
I just don't care. What you see is what you get.
That's a good way to be. Unfortunately, a lot of people do care, and that's why they spend so much time literally making themselves into a totally different human. The horror stories have been coming in fast and thick. I would always say just get off the thing if it's actually making you feel apprehensive or anxious.
Or like a minger.
Yeah, you know, Mary will get 20 likes, Jessica will only get 10 likes. Oh, it must be because I'm overweight, so I need to lose loads of weight. And that's happening with very young people who are coming in and they're feeling that, oh God, I'm not good enough, or that person got 40 likes, or why am I getting much attention? And so if we seek that kind of attention from a young age, it's probably not going to end well.
Do Irish people lack in self-confidence when it comes to dating, do you think? Compared to, you know, Americans, they'll walk up to somebody and ask them out on a date without a bother.
Well, yeah, American guys used to always be forward, loud, brash, in your face. I'll say what I want, and if I want to date you, I'll say it to you. And Irish guys would have been known for being kind of, you know, more reserved. And Irish, I'll see how things go, and I'll have a few pints and see.
Like,
how
you
I
have
feel.
To spell it out,
yeah,
if you
want
to go on a date.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
But he might wait for till the end of the night after having a few fizzy drinks.
He'll wait till she has the wedding ring on to finally figure out that she's interested.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we get an awful lot of guys who will say to us in bars when they'd go up and approach a woman, and a woman is in a group with her friends and she hasn't seen them for a month, the woman can sometimes be less than nice and pleasant and will be very standoffish and say,
mean girls,
I'm out with the girls, I'm not interested, please leave me alone.
Do you find now in the last couple of years, now you'll probably have noticed a change in Inter in the last couple of years, this whole Me Too movement?
I was going to say, Men are too afraid to flirt.
Are men afraid to flirt in case they're accused of sexually harassing or whatever?
Yeah, they've gotten that way now. And even the taxi drivers are saying, I'm afraid to take a girl on her own home. And guys are very afraid.
So they're cautious now of even going up to ask someone out in a bar.
Oh yeah, they won't do it a lot of the time.
It's never going to happen. So you need to go to intro.
Well, they do. I keep on saying this for the last 9 years. But you need to put yourself into a place that actually attracts people who you know 100% are looking for a committed relationship and are looking for something long term and meaningful. You need to know that they've made the effort, they've spent the money, the time, the energy has been put into it and invested in it. Therefore, you will know that the intentions are honourable and therefore the outcome will be the same as your outcome. But going on to Tinder, it's fine. As long as you know, you're just having the crack.
I think really a lot of people who are on there are messers and they're just on for the crack. They're no more interested in a relationship.
Exactly.
Fergal, thanks for popping in. There's Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking, intro.ie. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.